Hope you're having a great weekend. This is our weekend review. It's a look back at some of the most compelling and interesting stories that we've been covering for you of the past week. Brand new episodes back again Monday. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
What you're about to listen to is police body cam audio when they confronted Lori Vallo about her missing son. Of course, what you get in response is lots of lies, lots of deceit, lots of hiding the truth. It's disturbing. It's disturbing as, say, quite as bad as the call between Lori and her sister, but it's right up there. The police don't get as up in her face as her sister did. But oh, if they only would have. Take a listen.
This is my body cam footage as myself and Lieutenant Ball approach the apartment number 175 the first time on the 26th.
Okay.
Her car's out there too.
Where?
In the back. It's blue. Blue Subaru.
Hi. Hi. You, Lori. Lori, I'm Lieutenant Ball, Police Department. How are you? You got a minute?
Yeah.
You alone or that help?
My brother's here.
Okay. This is Detective Scobbs.
Hello.
So, we're here.
Yeah, this is a big mess. I just talked to the guy on the phone.
And what did he ask you?
He was just saying that he wanted to do a well check on JJ.
So, JJ would be where?
He's in Arizona.
Who's he with in Arizona?
He's with one of my friends in Arizona.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
You got a notepad?
No. Let me get one.
No. Come here. You mind if he comes in?
No, come on.
So.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Who's the friend he's with?
My friend Melanie. Her son has autism. Her name is Melanie Gibb. I gave him all the information on the phone.
Okay, so he can call him.
Yeah.
Birth.
Discord.
Yeah. What is all this?
We're a little concerned. Because, well, the officers who were here earlier were checking, and they got a bad vibe that, like, something was going on here because nobody knew anything about a child. They weren't talking.
It's because a lot of stuff has gone on. If you want to know, it's a lot of stuff. So.
Well, that's why we're concerned, because it just was kind of weird.
It is very weird. I've had to move around a lot. One of my brothers is trying to kill me, not the brother that lives here, obviously. He's kind of my protector. My other brother was in with my husband, who was trying to kill me for my $2 million life insurance policy. So a lot of stuff has gone on in this last year. It's been a horrible year for us. I've had to move around. And so I was going to move back to Arizona, put my son back in the school there, because I tried to put him in school here, public school at Kennedy.
Okay.
He went for 2 months. We tried it, but he had such a hard time. Now, the person who called is my sister-in-law, but she's his natural grandmother. He's adopted by us. Okay, so her son, who is a drug addict, had a baby with a girl who's a drug addict, and they took him from, you know, CPS took him, gave him to the grandmother. She came and got him, and then she wanted us to adopt him, which we did. And we loved
by
him.
Us,
and
taking care. Who we call
my him? Husband and I, who died earlier this year.
Okay.
He passed away. Since he passed away, she's been trying to fight me for him and being really horrible to me and that kind of stuff.
The.
She's kind of the paternal friend.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense?
That's what I mean. The paternal grandmother.
He has autism and ADHD. He doesn't really talk to people. Like, he's he's very special needs. So I had him in a special needs school there. She was trying to, so what happened was my husband, who we were married for 15 years and had raised all these five kids together, switched his life insurance policy to her, right?
To
to his sister.
Okay.
Who got $1 million when he died. And we got nothing for me to raise JJ, and all the kids got nothing, and everybody got nothing. She got $1 million. So I knew she was going to try to sue me for him or
JJ?
Yeah, because she now has this $1 million, so she can hire people to help him, and I have nothing.
But you have nothing, legal custody.
He's my son. I adopted him.
Right.
He was 2 years. We had him from the time he was 8 months old till 2 years old. So she does nothing who wants to cause me trouble. So I don't tell people the truth about where we are and what we're doing because of those reasons. So I look like a suspect, but I am not a good person. I've raised all of my kids. I've done everything that I'm supposed to do in life, but everyone is causing me trouble right now. So
we don't want to cause a lot of trouble. How long have you been here?
We've only been here since September.
Okay.
We moved up here in September. My daughter to go to BYUI.
Your mom, daughter goes to BYUI?
Yeah.
Does she live here?
Mm-hmm. So we just, it's been a nightmare, but I'm going to go back to Arizona so I can put him back in the special needs school. He couldn't do the school here. It was too hard for him. He would scream and cry, take him to school. The principal would have to come out, try to drag him out of the car. Like, it's just, it's too hard. But I just don't tell people where I am. I don't tell her where I am ever.
Okay.
And she doesn't have any legal rights to anything. Like, she's been horrible to me since my husband died.
My understanding, she never called me to try to get the child, you know, hey, I'm interested in the child back, you know, but that.
I know, but she sends me these emails with, like, the dates and, like she's putting up court stuff, you know, like, just documenting. I haven't heard from him in all this time. And so I've told her that he's lying. But
see, and we hadn't heard any of that as far as.
I'm just saying she's doing this as part of that, yeah. Is my understanding.
And our only concern in this whole thing
is
the child.
I got it.
And so that's where we're at on the. We were just a little weirded out when. You know, and I understand now that we've heard your side of the story.
It's awful. I feel like I'm being tracked all the time. I'm like, why are police coming to my door? What's the idea?
They said they were out visiting with two guys, and I'm assuming one's your brother.
Who was visiting? Yeah.
Who was the other one? The other guy they were visiting with. There were two.
Visiting?
Well, we had two detectives over here trying to.
Looking for you a little while ago.
Oh, because I was at the store.
And they ran into. Probably one of your brothers. In
my
the back
brother
here.
And his friend, probably.
Oh, who's
been
that?
Moving. Chad.
Chad from around here?
Mm-hmm.
What's his last name? Bill. Okay. All right.
So, it's just a mess that is constantly causing me trouble.
Chad the DAYBELO?
Mm-hmm. He's an author.
Doesn't he live like out in the. Isn't that the Chatty Bell that, did his wife pass away recently? Is that him?
I don't know.
I bet it is. Chatty, D-A-Y-B-E-L-L.
But it sounds familiar as an author.
I think I know one of his. Has he got a couple of daughters?
He has lots of kids.
Okay. I'll bet it's safe. All right. Well, maybe anything else? Sorry to bother you.
Thank you.
We don't mean to be a problem.
I'm sorry that people are constantly knocking at my door, looking for me, and I just don't want to be found. So.
Have you had problems? Because I think we've only had.
The reason I'm moving is because the brother that was going to kill me, that we found emails and texts with my husband at the time, came showing up here. So he found out where I was, and he was knocking on my door.
No, this was your brother?
One of my brothers.
He showed up here and was knocking on your door.
He lives in Kansas.
And you said something about you were getting threatening emails?
Well, no. Just after my husband passed, I found emails and texts between them that they were planning all this stuff to get rid of me.
Do we need to worry about him coming over?
Well, that's when I'm moving back. I'm moving, and I'm not going to be in a place. I'm going to live with my friend, Melanie. Don't tell him.
Oh, you can call. I'm going to take care of
it. Well, that's what I'm saying. Just a nightmare. I mean, I canceled the insurance policy since my husband passed, so there's no money if they can. And what are they going to do with JJ and Teddy? Like, what do people think?
Okay. So. Well, if you have a problem, so back up, feel free to call us. We'll come and run you off or something. Okay?
Yeah, all right. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll get out of here.
Thank you.
See ya.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast. Tony Bruschi.
Disturbing how one can function in that sort of way and still be considered human, you know? Something's not right or human about that. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts. My name's Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.